Well, the first anniversary of the Boston Marathon bombings is just about 3 weeks away, and several related reports are out or coming out. This week, a Florida prosecutor and the Justice Department cleared an FBI agent in the death of a friend of accused bomber Tamerlan Tsarnaev. The friend reportedly implicated them both in a triple murder in 2011 before allegedly attacking agents who shot and killed him. And tomorrow, the House Committee on Homeland Security is expected to release a report that connects the dots that weren't connected before the bombings and might have stopped Tamerlan Tsarnaev. Tamerlan was the older of the two brothers accused of killing three and injuring scores in the bombing, then killing an MIT police officer before he was killed in a shootout and his younger brother apprehended. Matt Visor of the Boston Globe joins us from Washington. Matt, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Robin.
And to remind people, Tamerlan and the Tsarnaev family had come to the U.S. from the Caucasus about a decade earlier. When did the first warnings come from the Russians that Tamerlan Tsarnaev was associated with Islamists and should be watched?
The first warning came in March of 2011. This was about a page and a half report from the FSB, the Russian intelligence agency, warning the FBI to look into Tamerlan Tsarnaev and members of his family, warning them that he had been associated with some radical Islamists.
And the FBI did what?
The FBI opened an investigation, and they interviewed Tamerlan Tsarnaev and members of his family in person. And based off of that investigation, his name was entered into a federal database that would trigger alerts if he left or reentered the United States. A few months later, though, they closed the investigation, finding no links to terrorism.
But that alert stays in the TECS system for about a year, even though the FBI closed their investigation. Meanwhile, another warning channel is opened a few months later in September of 2011. The Russians call the CIA?
Yes, it was a similar message to the CIA from the Russian intelligence agency, warning them again about the Tsarnaev family. This triggers another set of warnings and entering Tsarnaev into federal databases once again. This time, however, Tsarnaev's last name is misspelled. There's an extra Y in his name. Mm. That enters into the database in October of 2011.
All
so
right.
That becomes effective at that point.
So two warnings in the TECS system. And again, the TECS system is supposed to trigger alerts if people are traveling in or out of the country. This is all in October 2011. But several months later, Tamerlan Tsarnaev boards a flight for Moscow from JFK. How did that happen?
He boarded the flight, and his name would have popped in. He would have been in these alerts, and we're told that the alert was triggered. But Tsarnaev was not pulled aside for any searches or interviews that day because there was a high volume of other potential suspects traveling through customs at JFK, and they were considered a higher priority. Customs agents just simply did not have time that day, and Tsarnaev was rated fairly low in the system.
So he flies out to Moscow. But when he comes back, he's not flagged either. Why?
He flies back, and by this time, the first entry into the system has expired, the one that was entered by the FBI with the correct spelling of his name. But the second entry is still valid, but this one is the one with the misspelling. So because of that misspelling, Tsarnaev enters the country after several months in Dagestan, after apparently being radicalized by Islamists, and is not stopped for further questioning.
It's just incredible to see this laid out. But does the report lay any blame?
Not specifically. There's not specific blame saying this was the FBI's fault, this was the CIA's fault, or this was this specific person's fault. But there is some criticism that I think will come out. The committee is going to have hearings based off of this report. The full report will be released. And the FBI at that point will have more ability to comment and potentially defend some of their own decisions and why they did not connect these dots before the bombings occurred.
Well, and there's one other one. As you well know, Matt, there are so many questions here in the Boston area where we are, including how, if so many agencies, the FBI, the CIA, knew about Tamerlan Tsarnaev, the FBI interviewing him, seeing him, how after the bombings, when the pictures were released of the alleged bombers, how no one recognized him.
Right. They should have had his photo and his information and not had to use the public to assist in this manhunt in the immediate aftermath. And that, I think, potentially gets at some of the other recommendations that may emerge from this report, which is the information sharing that goes on between federal agencies and local law enforcement agencies. That was a big focus of some of the House committee's hearings, was whether or not the FBI should have done more to alert, particularly Boston police, that they were looking into Tamerlan Tsarnaev as far back as 2011, and that Boston should have gotten more information given to them earlier in the process.
Matt Visor, Washington reporter for the Boston Globe, on a forthcoming report from the House Committee on Homeland Security on the Boston bombings, picking at a wound that has not yet healed. Matt, thanks so much for talking to us about it.
Thanks for having me.